Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. 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 Let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. 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 Let's talk.
You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. Tonight our topic is focus on Africa. Yeah, so get that dial, Tony, because we're going to be talking about Africa tonight. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the situation going on in the Ivory Coast in West Africa. Keep that dial, Tony, because you're tuning into Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, this is Bismarck on your radio right now. Keep that dial tuned in because we've got a very interesting program for you tonight. The program is focused on Africa. Yeah, we're going to take our attention tonight on Africa, especially West Africa, the country, Ivory Coast. A beautiful country, beautiful people, but there's a civil unrest going on in the Ivory Coast right now. It was due to the election results. We're going to get into that in a minute. Let's get into some headline world news right now. CIA chief pulled from Pakistan. Drones kill 54. Paris Vogue editor to leave after 10-year tenure. South Korea to hold firing drills despite North Korea threat. Mexico mom killed demanding justice for slain teen. Boat crash forces look at Australia refugee policy. About 140 inmates escaped Mexican border prison. Venezuela Congress grants Chavez decree powers. WikiLeaks chief says U.S. preparing to indict him. Global pressure grows to end Ivory Coast impasse. Snow grounds 800 flights across Europe. Let's get into some financial headline news. What will the big new tax law mean for you? Obama salutes spirit of compromise, signs tax bill. Arizona, Nevada sue OFA over loan modifications. $7.2 billion is recovered for Madoff's victims. Smartphone rivalry plays out in patent suits. Stocks end week flat. Obama signs tax bill. Tax law won't help people who used up jobless aid. Bank of Montreal buys U.S. bank for $4.1 billion. Long way from dog days, 2011 might see record Dow. Regulators close banks in Georgia, Florida, Arkansas, and Minnesota. That was a financial news in the headlines. Let's get into some African news right now. It's focused on Africa tonight, so let's get into some African headlines right now. Pressure mounts on Gbagbo to quit. International pressure grows on Ivory Coast incumbent president Laurent Gbagbo to stand down as fears of renewed civil war increase. Ghana's Grand Crown BBC winner. Ghana's Asamoah Gyan is crowned 2010 BBC African Footballer of the Year, beating Didi Ayé, Samuel Eto'o, Yaya Toure, and Didier Drogba. Nigeria drops Dick Cheney charges. Nigeria drops a bribery case against former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney after an out-of-court deal with the energy firm he used to head, officials say. Poisoning drives vulture decline. Vultures in Africa's Masai Mara Reserve have declined by 60%, say scientists, primarily because the birds are being poisoned. Sports, African sports. FIFA boss Bitter Hills Mazambi. FIFA boss Sepp Blatter says TP Mazambi have shown how well players in Africa can do on the big stage. Harding on Africa is the new push to rebuild Somalia, another false down. Will Ghana's petrol dollars make a difference? Ghanaians are looking to benefit from the flow of oil. Will they? FISA denies Nigeria dirty tricks. U.S. drugs giant FISA denies WikiLeaks claims of dirty tricks in Nigeria. This was some African news in headlines. And African migrants risk death for life in Israel. Smuggled people. Africa in the dock. Will ICC naming of Kenya suspects deter Africa's warlords? Rape with impunity. Somalia's women still in danger after fleeing their homes. Land grab fears. Ethiopian rural communities fear new policy on leasing land. Out of Africa, Kenya fights to become an outsourcing destination. World champions. Wave of optimism flows through DR Congo ahead of cup final. That was a African headline news, and we're gonna get into the story today about the Ivory Coast. As you know, today's program is focused on Africa. And the number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family, or you can call in to weigh in on the topic or discussion. The number again is 1-917-889-2678, and today's program is Let's Talk, Focus on Africa. Ivory Coast, Gbagbo under pressure to stand down. International pressure is growing on Ivory Coast incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo to cede power to opposition leader Alassane Ouattara after last month's disputed presidential election. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says Mr. Gbagbo must stand down by the end of the week or face EU sanctions. Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga has called for African nations to remove Mr. Gbagbo by force if necessary. Mr. Gbagbo's refusal to stand down has sparked fears of renewed civil war. The United Nations, Washington, African states, and others say the election on 28 November was won by Mr. Ouattara. Mr. Gbagbo insists the result was rigged by rebels who still hold the North after the civil war in 2002 to 2003. Ouattara supporters threatened to take to the streets the day after gun battles in the main city, Abidjan, left at least 20 people dead. However, the BBC's John James in Abidjan says the city is quiet, although many businesses are closed. Appeals to stand down. The fate of Laurent Gbagbo and his wife lies in their own hands, Mr. Sarkozy said on Friday. If by the end of the week they have not left the office they hold in violation of the will of the Ivorian people, they will feature by name on the EU sanction list. The European Union has also threatened sanctions and is calling on the Ivorian army to switch its loyalty from Mr. Gbagbo to Mr. Ouattara. In the closing statement from the summit in Brussels, the EU called on all Ivorian leaders, both civilian and military who have not yet done so, to place themselves under the authority of the democratically elected president, Mr. Alassane Ouattara. For his part, Mr. Odinga said the African Union should develop teeth, an African saying. Mr. Gbagbo must be forced, even if it means using military means to get rid of him, because now he is just relying on military power, not the people's power, to intimidate the people, Mr. Odinga told a news conference in Nairobi. One of the African Union's top officials, Jean Ping, arrived in Abidjan on Friday in an effort to mediate between the two sides. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is making contingency plans for an outflow of refugees. More than 4,000 people have already fled to neighboring Liberia. A senior U.S. official has also been quoted as saying that Mr. Gbagbo has been given days to stand down or face travel and financial sanctions. The unnamed official said Mr. Gbagbo and his family have multiple homes in multiple countries he could go to, but he could lose access to them if sanctions are imposed. Our correspondent says, if confirmed, this will surprise many Ivorians, as Mr. Gbagbo projects an image of austerity and nationalism. On Thursday, at least 20 people were killed as Ouattara's backers tried to march on the headquarters of State TV and clashed with troops loyal to Mr. Gbagbo. A spokeswoman for Mr. Gbagbo said 10 protesters and 10 members of the security forces had died. Officials from Mr. Ouattara's camp put the number of dead at 30 or more. The UN Security Council warned that all sides would be held accountable under international law for any attacks against civilians. Ceasefire line. Mr. Ouattara has been staying at a hotel in Abidjan since the disputed second round, which the Electoral Commission said Mr. Ouattara won by 54% to 46%. Mr. Gbagbo refused to admit defeat, and the Constitutional Council then annulled some results from the North, declaring Mr. Gbagbo the winner. Most of the Thursday's violence was reported in Abidjan, but on Thursday afternoon it appeared to be spreading, with reports emerging of unrest elsewhere. Former rebels from the new forces led by Guillaume Soro apparently tried to storm positions held by the military near the town of Tabesu, just south of the ceasefire line agreed in 2003 to end the country's civil war. Mr. Soro is Mr. Ouattara's prime minister designate. The sides exchanged fire and civilians fled the town. Reports say there were no confirmed casualties. In Washington State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said a combined delegation from the African Union and the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, would be in Abidjan soon to continue to encourage President Gbagbo to step aside. Both organizations have already suspended Ivory Coast until Mr. Gbagbo cedes power. The UN has about 10,000 peacekeepers in Ivory Coast. This is news from the Ivory Coast about what's going on in the Ivory Coast. The civil unrest going on because of the greed for power and wealth. Here, Mr. Babo, who was the former president of the Ivory Coast, lost the election to Mr. Ouattara, who was also the former prime minister of the Ivory Coast, who is now the elected president, elected by the people of Ivory Coast. Here is the problem. The former president, Mr. Babo, is refusing his defeat and does not want to turn over power. And not just that, the military of the country that should be the neutral body there to protect the country and its people is now siding with the president, the former president, Mr. Babo, and going out there killing the civilians and trying to keep Mr. Babo in power. America, the United Nations, the African Union, other countries, other organizations have recognized Mr. Alassane Ouattara as president, as elected president, elected by the Ivorian people of Ivory Coast. And they have also told the former president that lost to Mr. Ouattara, Mr. Babo, to step down. Even the president of France, President Sarkozy, gave him up till the weekend. If not, sanctions will be imposed against him. The prime minister of, I think it's Kenya or something, yeah, said that Mr. Babo should be taken out with force if that is the last resort, if that is the only way. Because this is nonsense. This cannot go on in Africa. This cannot go on in the world. We are living in the 21st century. In the modern world. In the civilized world. Where the transformation of power should be done on a systematic level, in an organized form. You know, it should be a process, you know, and the voice of the people should always be heard. They have the last word. They elected Mr. Ouattara. They voted against Mr. Babo. But now Mr. Babo wants to be president of the people that voted against him. And I'm now saying that they want Mr. Ouattara, the person they voted for as president of Ivory Coast. African leaders, you have to speak up. This cannot go on in Africa. The West Coast is being threatened by such unrest in Ivory Coast. Ghana, Sierra Leone just been through a nasty war. Liberia been through a nasty war also. You got Guinea there, shaking. Nigeria. You know, all these countries, they are being threatened by what's going on in the Ivory Coast. And African leaders, it's time for you to speak up and say something. You know, say something about what's going on. I mean, you can't just sit there and think that, hey, you're not part of it. You are part of it. What's going on in the Ivory Coast affects the whole of Africa, if you don't know. It affects the whole of Africa. you know, economically, politically, socially, you know, financially, I mean, economically also. So, I mean, the African leaders, you know, cannot sit idly anymore and let these things happen. You know, they have to take a stand. They have to do something about it. You know, they really have to do something about it. They can't just sit there idly and think that this is not going to affect them. You know, and we have seen, you know, we have seen similar situations in other African countries. Example, Liberia, Sierra Leone. This thing in the Ivory Coast started a while back. And the French government and the UN, you know, intervened and somehow put it to rest for a minute, you know, divided both parties and tried to settle this thing between both parties, hoping to, you know, to build up to a free and fair election and have a government of all instead of having two separate governments in one, you know, small country. But after all the hard work these people have done, the French government, the United Nations, and other countries organizations, after all the hard work they have done to finally come up to the elections, you know, now they've had the elections hoping and praying that after they've had the elections, whoever, you know, lost will concede and, you know, and turn over, if it's the former president, turn over power to the new president. If it's the opposition, you know, acknowledge your, you know, that the other have won and carry on, you know, a peaceful and stable country. Bring back stability to the country and bring back freedom to the people, you know, take away fear and bring back a one Ivory Coast, because Ivory Coast is a beautiful country and the Ivorian people are beautiful people. But, you know, it's the same problem all over the world. Excuse me, just about the same thing that happened in Iraq. You know, the Iraqis, they're beautiful people, but the form of government, you know, they were killing their own people, enslaving them. The same way in Africa, the same way, the same thing Baba is trying to do, you know, in another form. And this cannot go on. This cannot go on. You know, African leaders have to step up. You know, they have an obligation to the African people, to the people of their country, of their land, the land they govern, the land they preside over as president. You know, they have to start looking at themselves as leaders, not as rulers anymore. You know, Africa as a whole, the continent of Africa, is so rich in mineral resources, you know, that these African presidents, you know, look at their country and their position as president and as government officials in this country. You know, they look at the position as a position to enrich themselves, their bank accounts, and to withhold power. They look at, you know, these countries as a gold mine for their selfish greed. you know? And this has to stop. The new generation of Africa now, you know, is getting rid of that high rate of illiteracy in Africa, you know, and, you know, exposing Africa to the international world, you know, to build a new Africa, you know, where leadership is and not where we don't have rulers anymore, where we have leaders, you know, with the country at heart, the country and its people at heart, where, you know, productivity is carried out, where there's rule of law, there's justice for all, where there's accountability, you know, where there's a system of government that works, where, you know, there's the law of the land, where no man is above the law. Now, I mean, not even the president, from the president down, no man is above the law. Every man is accountable to the law. I mean, these things have to work in Africa and the world. African leaders, I mean, big ups to the African leaders that have spoken out against Mr. Gbagbo, the former president of Ivory Coast, and, you know, demanding, not just, you know, asking, but demanding that he step down or else, you know. They have said that this is the voice of the Ivorian people, and this is the voice of the Ivorian people. And if it is the voice of the Ivorian people, it should be respected by Mr. his partisans and the world. So, big ups to leaders that have spoken out. Much respect. This should happen more often. This is the new era in Africa and the world where conflicts should be settled by dialogues, where we should sit down and disagree to agree and compromise in the interest of the people, not in the interest of ourselves and our pockets, but in the interest of the people. This is the new world. This is the modern world. You know, things should be settled by discussion, not by arms, not by weapons. You see, what you forget to know is that these manufacturers of arms and ammunition, these dealers, they help to create war because these are business people. They make X amount of products and can't sell them because you bought X amount of products from them before and you still have them, have not used them. So you don't need new products. So in order for these manufacturers of guns, of weapons and ammunition to make money, they have to create war scenarios so that you can use these weapons, these ammunition you bought from them years ago and be in demand, be in the need for more. And then they're going to come to you with a cheaper rate to make you think that they're helping you out. They are not. They are putting the guns in your hands to kill your own people just to put money in their company bank account. You know, there's a circle of violence, evil, you know, that is going on around the world. You know, and we have to open our eyes, people. We have to open our eyes, you know, and speak about what's going on in the world. And to the African musicians, to all recording artists around the world, you are messengers to the African artists right now. What's going on in Africa, you are messengers. Speak about it, you know. Speak about what's going on in your country. Call attention. That's what you're there for. That's why you're an artist. You're a messenger. You are an ambassador, musical ambassador of your country, to bring attention to the crisis, to what's going on in your country. The world is watching Ivory Coast. The world is watching you, Gbagbo, Mr. Gbagbo, former president of the Ivory Coast. You have been given the chance to walk out peacefully And if you don't use the wisdom of God to make that decision and walk out peacefully, you know what is going to happen next. I'm sure you have wife and kids. You have family. Don't put your family through this because of your selfish greed. Our hearts go out to the Ivorian people. This Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And, hey, we love you out there, you know, to the Ivorian people. We love you. We pray to God for his blessings and his protection of you all and his guidance through those who are now partaking in the mediation between both parties to resolve this problem in Sierra Leone and also seek the new president and his government to take Ivory Coast into a peaceful and stable future. We love you. We love the Ivorian people. We love Ivory Coast, and we pray God's blessings. This is Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-892-678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. The program tonight is Let's Talk, and we focus on Africa. The program is Focus on Africa. You're listening to Bismarck. Keep that dial tuning, because it's TGIF. It's Friday night. It's so very important that we, you know, we had to take this time to enlighten those and, you know, create the awareness in the world about what's going on in Ivory Coast. And this kind of actions on individuals and those that are doing these evil deeds cannot be permitted or tolerated in the world anymore. We love you all. And this is Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Let's get into something by Sugar Vaughn, a song called Africa. I love this song because this song is speaking out to the African nations, the African continent, the African leaders, the African rulers, the African presidents, you know, that this is time to speak out. That the young generation of Africa, they are looking. And they are not going to sit by anymore. They are speaking out because they want a brighter future. So let's get into something by Sugar Vaughn, LIB recording artist Sugar Vaughn, the song Africa.
Africa.
Join their mind, work together.
101.3 with your host Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, it's Bismarck on your radio right now, and it's Radio Talk 101.3. It's about 17 minutes down the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You've been listening to the program Focus on Africa right here on the program Let's Talk. Yeah, it's Bismarck, and it's TGIF. It's Friday night. And make sure to tune in tomorrow night, same time, same station, for the program on Radio Talk 101.3, the program, the top 10 songs of the week on Radio Talk 101.3. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't forgetting the guys. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night at 10 o'clock to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck for the program Top 10 Songs of the Week on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, this is Bismarck, and let's get into something now from Peter Cole, LIB recording artist. And this program tonight is dedicated to Ivory Coast, to the Ivorian people. The song Drop Your Guns, Mr. Babo, and to the forces that are supporting Mr. Babo is against this peaceful transformation of power. We say to you, Mr. Babo, drop your guns. The song by LIB recording artist Peter Cole, Drop Your Guns.
Drop your guns and go.
Cole Hellibe, recording artist, with the song Drop Your Guns. We say to Mr. Bible and his forces, drop your guns. The election is over. The people have spoken. Mr. Alassane Ouattara is the president of the Ivory Coast. Mr. Bawa, you are fighting a losing battle, and please don't let it result into something real bad for you and your family. Make a wise decision. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now by African Child called Brainwash Education.
What a fool, confusion, confusion brings separation, separation leads to destruction.
Hey, we got 401 right here. What's up, 401?
Peace, peace, and blessing, Biz Marcus. Purugata, 4-4, I'm live and direct, man. Showing love.
Hey, Puru, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Yes, sir, man. Definitely want to just shout out all the supporters, all the LIB musicians out there that's doing their thing and just staying positive. Thanks to God for just being here, for you guys doing your thing. That's how we're doing it, man.
Yeah, that's Purugata Bofena, LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, and, you know, prolific artist right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, we appreciate it, Puru. Big ups to you, too, man.
For sure, for sure. And the whole rest of the 420, the Africa Child, Jaws, everybody. All right.
All right, before you get out of here, Puru, man, we were talking about the program tonight was focused on Africa, and we're mainly talking about the situation going on in the Ivory Coast. So can you say just a few words about it before you leave?
Oh, definitely. One thing I would say about that is we as a people definitely need to you know, strive on being self-sufficient and being concentrate on us cleaning our own houses. And I'm not one to say I'm for this person or for that person, but I just feel like through it all, you know, we have to put the weapons down and just settle our differences in a civil manner, and not have
exactly.
people from behind the scenes pulling strings. That's it.
Exactly. Exactly. We appreciate it. We appreciate it, Puru. Big ups to you, and hey, we look forward to the new album, you know.
For sure, yeah. So, Poor African Child mixtape, New Beginning coming, and I got a new mixes coming up later on. So, and everybody, all the Liberian artists doing their thing, man. Come on, that's what it is.
That's what's up. Big ups to Puru, LIB recording artist. You heard it right here live on Radio Talk 101.3. We appreciate you stopping through, and have a blessed evening, Puru. Yeah, we're talking about focus on Africa, and Puru said exactly just what we just told you. You know, we're in the modern world now, civilized world. You know, I mean, we have to stop solving our problem through violence. You know, we have to sit down as civilized men and women and handle our problem through dialogue, you know, disagree to agree, you know, and compromise. You know, this is not about us, it's about the people, and most especially the people of Ivory Coast have spoken, you know. And, you know, a true leader speaks in the interest, and he is always the voice of the people. It's Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Let's get into the track again, African Child with the song Brainwash Education.
Why dedicate me to confusion?
construction. Well, you must open up your eyes and see. Look at the things in the bright in front of you and me. Things are not the way they used to be. No, they are not the way they used to be. Please don't believe everything you see. Never believe everything you read. You want dedication to the tool that they use to separate us and leave us confused. The mind of a man is his best weapon. Don't want you to believe all you need is a gun. And if you don't need education, it's the key. But never you believe everything you hear or see. Pretty good when not a kid is what to do. You just pretend they want to help you when they aim to destroy you. First they brainwash, then confuse you. Separate and try to destroy you.
Education. Let's break chains. It's about time to get out of here. I'm Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's TGIF. It's Friday night. We love you out there to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world. We love you. To all the LIB recording artists, big ups. To all the African independent artists, big ups. And this program was dedicated to the people of Ivory Coast. The program was focused on Africa. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, same time, same station, same host for the program, Top 10 Songs on Radio Talk 101.3 for the week. Make sure you tune in for the Top 10 Songs tomorrow on Radio Talk 101.3, same time, same station. Hey, we love you out there. Have a blessed evening. Most of all, remember, Jesus loves you. Hey, don't drink and drive. Buckle up. Don't text and drive. Have a blessed Friday evening. And remember, it's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. So let's break the chains in Africa. Break the chains off corruption. Break the chains off of slavery, break the chains of suppression, break the chains of poverty, you know. Let's break the chains. And this track is from Puduga Takbofina, LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, and prolific artist with the song Break Chains. Hey, have a blessed evening. It's Bismarck.
No. What up, America? First generation, the whole culture, communist life.
Many times I wish I stayed in LIB way longer. Had time to grow, build memories stronger.
Are you sure?
Then they may not have been sweet Liberia. More like war from the distance to the interior. They did that country wrong. I blame stepmama. They do it all over the world. They like to a flower. But then we blame ourselves for the shit they caused. Today they should pay for all the lies that was lost. Cause God on our side. Been at the bottom so we can only rise. Oh my, that he can hear all your cries. It's gonna be alright, so wipe their tears on your eyes. The love of liberty, though the road was bittersweet. Our history, some built the foundation for a legacy. Long as hell I be blood in my veins, it only makes sense that I break from the chains. So I break from the chains, hey, yeah, God. Break from the chains, hey, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah, break from the chains, yeah, yeah, yeah. Break from the chains, yeah, yeah. We say break from the chains. I said break from the chains. My people break from the chains. Come on up, you're gonna come and break from the chains. How can ignorance be bliss, man? Liberty is paradise. You need to stop me living as a slave. It's a better life. Locked in the mental prison. Cloud of doubt, block your vision. Blinding from your true potential. Everybody got a mission. I gotta let my life to be free of stress. There's so many aim higher than the chief of stress. And that's enough to make your soul cry. Some of us don't know why. All we know is that it hurts and that it's no lie. Cause it's hard tripping through what's been all day. One turn on the right path to tell your pay. Then you're feeling like a captain wanna jump off boat. Like a slave on a ship wanna give up hope. Nah, it's sort of what I'm destined to be. Has to erase any negative thought. Life is a blessing, you see. Cause I live free to see my destiny. I told God I'm a star, that's the best in me. When I broke from your chains, yeah, yeah, God. I said broke from your chains, yeah, 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 yeah. And broke from your chains, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.